Hello, this is Shibu Cherian and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our third journey together. Today is September the 7th and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Ezekiel chapters 37 to 39. Ultimately, Jehovah will be glorified among the nations. We read in Ezekiel chapter 39 verses 21 to 24 like this. I, God, will set my glory among the nations. All the nations shall see my judgment which I have executed and my hand which I have laid on them. So the house of Israel shall know that I am the Lord their God from that day forward. The Gentiles shall know that the house of Israel went into captivity for their iniquity because they were unfaithful to me. Therefore I hid my face from them. I gave them into the hand of their enemies and they fell by the sword. According to their uncleanness and according to their transgressions, I have dealt with them and hidden my face from them. Moving forward in the last 9 chapters of the book of Ezekiel, we are given a glimpse of how Israel's new order will be established. A new temple will be built as a sign of God's presence among his people, and a new service of worship will be established so the people will have direct access to their God. Then a new division of the land will be made for the people. Through it all, God's power will be demonstrated to all the nations, and God's glory will be revealed to everyone. In that day, all the Gentiles everywhere will know that Israel's captivity was not because God was unable to prevent it, but because the Israelites brought it upon themselves due to their uncleanness and their transgressions. However, through it all, God's great purpose was fulfilled, which was to restore the captivity of the nation of Israel and draw his people to himself. This will happen after the battle of Gog and Magog, which will provide a twofold result. All the heathen Gentiles shall see God's judgment, and the entire house of Israel shall know that Jehovah is the Lord their God from that day and forward. The final outcome is that ultimately Jehovah will be glorified among the nations. Israel will be saved by God's mercy, not by their merit. For Jehovah will gather Israel together to himself for his name's sake. The regathering of Israel will be one of the greatest demonstrations of God's power through the ages. As Israel's deliverance from Egypt was in the past, and the resurrection of Christ from the grave is for the present, so Israel's regathering and regeneration in the future will eternally magnify the Lord. God will fully demonstrate his glory both among the nations and among his chosen people, Israel, one day in the future.